Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
It's well documented that the 33% luxury car tax fails to target mainly luxury cars, with the main contributor, the workhorse Toyota Land Cruiser Prado, a favourite with farmers and recreational off-roaders alike. A tax on a tax, as it's applied on top of the 10% GST. So, the announcement earlier this week by New South Wales opposition leader Michael Daly that if elected he would introduce a new so-called wealth tax on boats and cars came as a complete surprise. The car industry is already suffering due to a number of factors, changes to the way dealers do finance and a tightening credit market, the drought in country and regional areas, and a general lack of consumer confidence ahead of two elections. The last thing it needs is a so-called wealth tax that will not only affect luxury car buyers, but put more strain on the rural community. Michael Daly is very poorly advised to introduce such a state wealth tax, and his claim that it's only fair that the top end of town pay more is misguided, as it will not only affect the small percentage of car owners that drive Maseratis and other upper luxury models that he claims, but put enormous stress on an industry currently adjusting to enormous change. Many regional dealers are struggling to make a profit at the moment, and this additional luxury tax will affect the jobs of many service and support workers in the process. New car sales in New South Wales declined by 6% last year, three times more than any other state. I'm David Berthon.